Hi, this is Chris Watkin here from Landlord Farming. And for those of you who don't know me, I like to talk about how letting agents and estate agents can get more business. Now, I had a leaflet put through my door literally yesterday from one of the corporates, and it said things like no sale, no fee, no let, no fee, multi-award winning letting agents, buyers waiting, tenants waiting, dedicated specialist team, we source tenants quickly, we have loads of buyers, we have been in trading for so many years, it's unbelievable. Does this sound familiar? Yes. Because most letting agents use the same bullet points, albeit in a different order, to get landlords. And in fact, change a few words round, and that's exactly what estate agents do as well. And I don't know about you, but I'm sorry, that's utter drivel. If you are an estate agent or a letting agent, and if you aren't one of the three agents called out for a free valuation, nothing else matters. Now, when I say free vals, some of you might call them market appraisals. It's the same thing. But no free val means no listing. No listing means no sale or let. No sale or let agreed means no invoice. No invoice means no money. No money means no wages. No money means no commissions. No profit. You go out of business, you lose your home, and you end up in the workhouse. It really is as simple as that. Now, okay, probably the last bit was a little bit rather dramatic, but you get my point. That's why 99% of agents' marketing is so focused on that, the free valuation. Because the free val is so important to the agent. It's the vital weak link of the chain, the free val or the appraisal. To you, the agent, the free val or market appraisal is the most important thing. Hence your marketing messages revolve around that. But I'm sorry to tell you guys, it really isn't important to the potential vendor or landlord. Your job, Mr. or Mrs. Letting Agent or Estate Agent, is not to make the sale with your advertising and marketing messages. Selling is just one option in a range of things that you can do to further drive business into your sales funnel. People don't wake up one day and decide to sell their house or let their house. They look for one to buy for months. Landlords, they've already got a letting agent. They're not looking to swap letting agents. You see, people don't wake up one day and decide to sell their house. They look for weeks and months. And they aren't ready to have that free val today. So your constant use of the word users for a free valuation, those sort of messages are really simply wasted. However, if you talk about what's of interest to a potential landlord or a potential owner during those months, you can engage in a dialogue, be it social media, be it blogging, newsletters, newspaper articles, it doesn't matter, that takes place, you can engage with them over time and avoids all this all or nothing, edge of the cliff, buy now or go away forever. You can further inform, you can entertain, all in the service of your goal of increasing the interest, the education and the value of what this prospective landlord or vendor gains from what you're saying. It's all about getting people from the top of the funnel to come through the funnel and out the bottom to become your clients. By engaging with landlords and potential vendors months before they need you, talking about something that interests them, you are able to refine the traffic in your funnel to the point that when the landlord needs you or the vendor needs you, they're already at the bottom of the funnel, ready to want to do business with you, to have that free valuation or appraisal. Look again at what you're trying to do. You are saying, use me for a free valuation now. And in essence, all you're saying is buy now or go away forever. But by accepting the funnel, the sales funnel, and driving people through it, that funnel changes the way you treat people. And by treating different people differently, that's what people want. You know, people want to be treated differently. And all landlords and vendors are a people. You know, let's look at this. You've got Apple. We've had the Ice Bucket Challenge, we've had Candy Crush, No Makeup Monday, Tinder, Angry Birds, Virgin, Aldi, Snapchat, Facebook and Twitter, all of them, be they social movements, websites, apps, brands or companies, have all grown at massive rates over the last 5 to 10 years because people have chosen to talk about them. None of them have spent millions on advertising. None of them have daft TV adverts. None of them have gimmicks. They've just done something different to get where they are today. But all of them have had a common thread that runs through the heart of what they have done. All of their real growth has come from one thing. People have decided to tell other people. You see, isn't it funny that we as a nation are obsessed about property? We as agents are at the centre of that obsession. And all we go and talk about are ourselves, our services, how long we've been trading, and ultimately our need for free valuations. No potential landlord or no potential vendor could give a monkey's about your need for free valuation. It isn't interesting, and because you certainly won't get another landlord down the pub talking to another landlord saying, "Hey up Jim, I had a leaflet chucked through my door the other day from William H. Your Connell's Bairstow Move Agents saying that landlords were wanted and they could help me with things, they could get things off my mind, and in fact they could do that because they offered great landlord insurance and awesome internet coverage." It just doesn't happen. But what people are interested in is their property and what it's worth. So why don't you talk about the local property market? Why don't you talk about why one housing estate in your town has outperformed another housing estate in your town, be it prices, be it yields? Now, I come from a boring little town in Grantham. No one gives a monkey's about Grantham unless you're in Grantham. But 100% of homeowners live in Grantham who own in Grantham, and 50 to 60% of landlords who own property in Grantham live in Grantham. And the same is in anywhere. 100% of homeowners own 100% of the Uxbridge properties, and 50% of the landlords live in Uxbridge. And you just change the place, Birmingham, anywhere, the suburbs in London, Bristol, Bath, anywhere around the country. People are obsessed about their own property market and what their house is worth. So why don't you talk about that? Why don't you talk about what's happening in the property prices, what's happening to yields, capital growth, why one housing estate's done better than the other, what's going to happen in the future? People will hang on every single word you say because you are talking about something that they are interested in. And if you do that, you will succeed. You will get your name into their head and people will talk about you. We have a Facebook group for people who do the landlord farming technique. There's about 103 people in there, all of them letting agents, and we constantly talk about the new business that we get from the technique of just writing articles about the property market. And more people are coming back and saying that they're getting business from brand new landlords, but a big one that where a lot of people get business from is people who have not met the agent but have been reading the articles that they've been putting out on social media, in the newspaper and in the blogs, and then recommending them to their friends. They've never met them, but because what you're writing about is of interest, they're saying, "You ought to go and see this bloke. He seems to know what he's talking about." And that's what it's all about. Now, if you want to grow your business by 20 to 30%, within 12 to 18 months, we can help you. Go to my website, www.landlordfarming.com, or my website, www.christopherwatkin.co.uk. But in essence, if you go to either of those websites, there are videos on there which show you what to do and how to do it. And if you wanted a hand, we can ghostwrite for you, or we can teach you how to write those articles. But I can tell you here and now, if you adopt these principles, I guarantee you that your business will grow between 20 and 30% within 12 to 18 months. But only if you're prepared to put the hard work in. If you want to give me a call, my name's Chris Watkin, My email address is christopher@christopherwatkin.co.uk, and my mobile is 07950 147 572. Thank you very much for listening.